Triple M telling you those little lies, Fleetwood Mac. And one of the first things that I saw this morning when I started checking on my news sources was the fact that Christine McVie, at the age of 79, had gone to the great beyond. And the first thing I thought of was, A, gee, that's awful. But B, I didn't realise that she was 79. Not a bad innings, and my goodness, so much great music. And Triple M paying a special tribute to Christine McVie today. Gone, certainly not forgotten. It's Cliff on Triple M. Here is a friend of mine. Rob Nixon from Nico's Kitchen has been on my show for the last several years. The funny thing is, I can remember when each of his children were born, and I haven't seen him in all that time. We don't actually get to see each other, but we do meet on the phone on a Thursday. Hello, Chef. How are ya?
I'm good, mate. How are you?
Oh, I'm okay. Yeah, I'm all right. Doing the do. Yeah, second last one. Today, I thought we might do something, because it's the last show for you, we'll look at Christmas. And okay. I was thinking about one of my uncles a long, long time ago in the war. He was working for the government and he was spying on people with their herb gardens. He was a mint spy. Mint spy. Christmas, mint spy. Get it? You got it?
You're cooked, aren't you? You're done. You're done. I think you were done last week, actually.
Well, I thought that was funny.
Yeah. People don't realise. Padded cell in there, and you're just locked up with a straitjacket and a microphone.
Remember that Alien movie, No One Can Hear You Scream? It's a bit the same in here, too.
It is.
That's right. They're thick walls. Hang on. You see that? Nice and thick.
Stop banging your head.
Silly. So you're going to make a mince pie for me?
Yeah. Okay. I didn't know where you were going with that for a second. I'm thinking, what soldier looks after a herb garden in the war? But anyway. Someone's got to do it. Look, do you like fruit mince pies?
I do. I don't have lots of them, but I do like them when they come around. In fact, I was at a function the other night and they had the mince pies and I'm going, oh, this is the first one for the season. I wonder if it's going to be the last, because I am an athlete this week. But my goodness, it was nice. Oh, so yummy.
Yeah, because they're starting to get a bit polarizing now. I noticed the younger generation is sort of like, ugh, like they're really not liking them.
I don't know what they're missing.
Which is a shame. But anyway, have them homemade. And I'll give you a quick recipe. Now, normally, my nan used to make fruit mince pies and she'd soak all the fruit and stuff for, you know, weeks. But I'll give you one that's sort of just going to take a couple of days, a bit of an easy one for you. So you're going to need 2 cups of dried mixed fruit, and then about a cup of brown sugar, a third of a cup of slithered almonds, a Granny Smith apple, just core it, peel it, and just grate it. You're going to need about 40 grams of butter, a couple of tablespoons of brandy, and keep the rest for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Just some lemon rind, about 3 teaspoons, some fresh lemon juice, and then your spices. So I use a teaspoon of ground cinnamon, a teaspoon of mixed spice, and then just a pinch of nutmeg, and then you're just going to need an egg. And, of course, the pastry, real simple, couple of cups of flour, just plain flour, a third of a cup of caster sugar, 160 grams of chilled butter, and an egg yolk and a little bit of ice water. So obviously do your pastry. I've said this a million times, you know, you put it in a food processor, mix it all up, and then make your little pastry cases. Now, a lot of people, some can make them, you know, big like a slice, or you can just use a, you know, small, like a small muffin tin if you wanted to, a bit like you do cupcakes and things. And then with the actual fruit mixture itself, you just mix all those other ingredients together, and leave it overnight at least, and then pop them into the little pre-cooked pastry shells, and yeah, you're ready to go. You just sort of bake it in the oven, 180 degrees, about half an hour. You can decorate the top of them. You can either put a lid on them or cut little pastry shapes and pop them on the top. So yeah, it's pretty simple to do, really.
It's a nice Christmas treat, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
I like it.
I think a lot of people just buy them now and they don't sort of taste as good as they used to.
Yeah, nothing's going to taste as nice as what your mum made or your nan made. But, you know, it's the way of the world, I suppose, isn't it, really?
Mm. Well, that sounds like something they'd do down at Fremantle or something, isn't it?
mate, it took the last show, it took 5 minutes and 9 seconds for you to get a Dockers joke in. So my year is complete.
The season's over and it's been over for some time, but I can never, I just can't get them out of my head. I just think to myself, how do you do it?
Mm.
Just the year's gone by. and you had your chances again, and you've just blown it.
Well, at least we didn't get Ross back again, so that was one good thing, I suppose.
Yeah, but you could, though. He's gone back to the Saints. He might be better when he's finished. When
Please, he's finished. No. Now, be quiet, because I'm going to be nice to you.
Okay.
This is the last one for the year. Thank you so much again. It's really true that Rob and I haven't actually seen each other in, goodness me, when was Emmy born? Ages.
12 years ago.
Yeah, it was before that. But we talk each week, and he's kind enough to give us his time. And, mate, I really appreciate that. I hope you have a really fantastic Christmas. All the best. I am going to come to Nico's Kitchen because I'm going to be spending a little bit of time in Perth. Oh, God, please. So I'll come and see you and haunt you and see if you can make some two-minute noodles with salami in it for me.
Thank you, mate. And I've got a message from your management team there at Triple M. They wanted me to say thank you for a great career and good luck in retirement.
Thank you. Did you read the memo too? Thank you. Thank you, mate. I will see you very soon. Have a good day.
Right, bye.
Take care. Rob Nixon from Nico's Kitchen. I will put this up onto the catch-up page too on the Listener app, LISTNR. Just search for The Drive Home on Triple M.